In the wake of the terror attacks in Paris, many politicians and elected officials have been speaking out on President Obama's call to resettle thousands of Syrian refugees in the U.S. WUSF's Steve Newborn checks out some of the claims made by Governor Scott with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida.
The recent attacks in Paris have intensified the debate over how many Syrian refugees should be allowed into the U.S. Those reactions included letters from 28 governors to the president's office asking that no more refugees be allowed into their states until the vetting process is cleared to make sure there are no terrorists among the migrants. Florida Governor Rick Scott is one of those. Here's what he told Fox News recently.
The federal government doesn't offer us money to do this. They're not a great partner for Florida. They don't tell us what they're doing. This is something that they're making the decision, whether we like it or not, to send 425 refugees to our state without giving us any information.
Let's talk about that claim with Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Steve.
So, Josh, is the governor right that the federal government has 425 Syrian refugees coming to Florida with no input from the state?
Well, we put this one on the truth-o-meter, and we ruled it half true. And that is because this 425 refugees, that's not a made-up number. There's an actual 425 out there. But he is making it sound like, yes, 425 Syrian refugees are coming to the state of Florida. And that's just not the case. What has happened is the federal government asked all the agencies that help relocate refugees within the state of Florida, how many more refugees would you possibly be able to take? And they reported, 425. Now, I will note that it's not all Syrians. That's actually all refugees that are possibly able to come to Florida that those agencies would be able to place and help. Now, when we're talking about whether or not they will all be Syrians, well, no, that's not the case. Only a small fraction of most refugees that come to the state of Florida. Last year was a little over 48,000 refugees that were relocated to Florida, and only 104 of them were from Syria. Now, in this case, because we're talking about specifically Syria, there's a good chance that whoever extra the federal government sends to Florida would be Syrians, but there's no guarantee of that. And Rick Scott is definitely making it sound like, you know, A, this is a set number, and B, they will all be Syrians that are certainly coming to Florida. And that's just not the case. So we rated this one half true.
You know, even if all 425 were from Syria, that's really a tiny percentage of the state's population, right?
Yes, you're talking about closing in on 20 million people in the state of Florida. 425 people really is not that many. Although I will note that Rick Scott has been very accurate when he is saying that the state of Florida doesn't have a choice. If the federal government wants to send refugees to the state, they will come here. And that is what the big debate is really about coming from the governor's office.
Right. Josh, let's stay in Tallahassee here. The former president of the National Rifle Association defended bills in the state legislature that would allow the open carry of handguns. Marion Hammer, who is currently executive director of United Sportsmen of Florida, refuted a counterargument by Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gualtieri. His group, the Florida Sheriff's Association, says it's not really accurate to say those 45 states allow open carry because there's a bunch of regulations in place. So, Josh, who is right on this one?
We rated that mostly true, and that is because groups on both sides of this issue, both gun rights advocates and groups that want more restrictive gun laws, agree that there are five states that don't allow open carry. They prohibit that. Florida is one of them. There's also California, Illinois, New York, and South Carolina, and we will add that the District of Columbia also does not allow this practice. The other 45, though, to speak to the sheriff's point, there are varying restrictions in different states. And that is why we called it mostly true, because every place has some slightly different rules. Some of them are very esoteric there. Arkansas, for example, has sort of a de facto allowance for open carry, even though there's some argument about what the law is actually saying, because the law in place there says you can open carry if you're, say, going to a gun range or driving through the state or something like that. And it's not not an actual literal repeal of a ban in place in the state on open carry. So that's considered an open carry state by default. Also in California, even we need to realize these laws can be diced up lots of different ways. And in California, you actually can open carry if you're in a rural county with 200,000 or fewer people and you get written authorization from the chief of police or something like that. And you can have one there. So even though open carry is considered prohibited in that state, there are ways that you can open carry even there. So, you know, Steve, we could take up the whole day talking about all these little things in the laws that are different.
But in this case, please do. Yes.
Yes, but in this case, we can say that the 45 states that do allow open carry, with there being five that don't, well, that statement is mostly true.
All right, Josh Gillen, are you finding in this political season that it's open carry on the truth at PolitiFact Florida?
Well, I can say when it comes to studying all these gun laws that it's certainly a moving target.
Well, the presidential candidates have also been speaking out on immigration and the Syrian refugees. Find out what they've had to say with PolitiFact Florida at WSFnews.org.